This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey, good to have you with us. Good to have you back. We missed you last week, but you got a great report, and looking forward now to hearing yours live. Alice Alvey is CMB Vice President of Education Training at Union Home Mortgage, and she's got this week's legislative update.
Hey, Dave. Well, you know, thank goodness Congress is paying attention to other things right now, so it's kind of nice to be off the radar. The only bill that's actually been presented that is related to housing is really just related to mobile homes, not actual manufactured housing that we might lend on. So far, so good. No big surprises for us. But I do want to make sure everyone saw the VA funding fee payment system notification that came out late on Friday. Of course, VA system is having a problem calculating the correct funding fee for cash out refinances. They're showing it at 3.3 when it's actually 3.6. So they're undercharging you. It's their mistake, but it's our fault. So we have to make sure that as lenders, right, it's always our fault. Even if they make a mistake, we have to make sure we get it right. So be careful of this. The system, to my understanding, is going to be corrected, obviously, as fast as possible, but I'm not sure if it's actually accepting the higher payment that's supposed to be remitted. So it really should be a behind-the-scenes thing, not anything that you in sales should feel, because it's just the payment system. It's not that your LOS is likely calculating the wrong funding fee, but just double check. There's been some miscommunication out there in the past, so we just want to make sure everyone's got that 3.6 for the funding fee and you're aware of this funding fee payment system issue going up. As the MBA Mortgage Minute from Rob Van Rettkorst said, watch out for the new LO temporary authority disclosure in Georgia as one example of states that have some of their own specific temporary authority laws that need to be addressed. So I think there's like New Hampshire, New Jersey, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. There are a few states out there that had some type of temporary authority already in place, and we're just having to watch each state individually to see what are they adjusting for in 2020. So in case you missed Rob's warning, it's April 1st that this new Georgia disclosure has to be issued by individuals who are operating under that authority. So an interesting twist, one more piece of paper. A quick reminder, Dave, since you brought up about the Independent Mortgage Bankers Conference, there is a webinar tomorrow that MBA is putting on 10 things your company must do in 2020. I always like to hear what people say, even though I have my own top 10, and just wanted to remind everybody of that, so check that out. So just like everyone else, I want to hear what Mike has to say. So back to you, Dave.
Back to me, yeah. Everyone's rushing. Let's get through it and hear what Mike has to say.
Yeah, let's get Mike on.
Yeah. Anyway, Alice, thanks for a great report. Appreciate it. You can listen to all of Alice's comments if you go to our website, Lickin on Lending, download that under the program notes, and you'll be able to see all of her segments. Lots there. So I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Fidastra, the MBA, Lenders One, The Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, Ainsworth Advisors, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Velma, Vidyard, VendorSurf, and AI Assist. So good to have you here with us this week. Looking forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.